We're visiting with Northern Heights head girls basketball coach Bob Blair on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, I'll be honest with you. You are the first superintendent basketball coach that I've had a chance to interview. And, you know, congratulations on taking up the option to coach the girls basketball team. And as we talked before, you've coached girls basketball. You've coached basketball before. So this isn't you're not new to this rodeo. But how have practices been going and how's the transition been going with the being the new coach?
Yeah, we've had some really good practices over the last couple of weeks. I think we've been improving steadily, and we've got some good young players coming up. We've got some good veteran players returning. We've got five seniors, and four of those seniors are returning with playing experience from last year. Three of those seniors started last year, so I feel like we're really in a good position with those seniors.
Now, let's talk about those seniors. Who are they? Let's start with the three starters back. Who are those players, and what have they shown you in practice?
Well, we've got McKenna French that plays on the outside for us. Sometimes she plays a forward inside as well, and she's got a really good three-point shot, and she averaged 10 points a game last year as a junior, so we're looking forward to her giving us some scoring punch from the outside. And we've got Aubrey Heinrichs returning at a guard position that plays great defense. She's really quick, gets a lot of steals. She averaged 9 points a game last year. And then we have Adriana Breckheisen returning as point guard, who does a really good job there. And I think she averaged 7 or 8 points a game for us last year as well.
We're visiting with Northern Heights girls basketball coach Bob Blair on the Area Coach's Corner. And obviously, those are the three starters that are back from last year. Who else has maybe stepped up and said, Coach, hey, I want to be in that starting five?
Yeah, we've got three girls that we've been working out on the inside. We lost a lot on the inside. We had two seniors graduate last year on the inside that we'll lose a lot of points from. So Tegan Hines is a junior that played last year, as well as Kaylin Schlemmy is a junior that played last year on the inside some, and Trista Hahn also has been working at a guard and forward position for us. So those three, I think, will probably share the inside duties, and they're coming along very nicely.
You open up against Osage City tonight, and as we talked before we started this interview, this is going to be a good test for your girls. You're going to find out a few things about the team, and they're going to learn a few things about themselves and about your style of basketball. For tonight, though, is there anything special you're hoping to see from your girls?
Well, we've got a lot of speed and quickness, so if we have numbers, we'll run and try to score easy baskets on layups if we can. And, you know, we'll play some up-tempo defense and pressure defense and try to get the game sped up a little bit if we can. But there's going to be times when we don't have numbers that we'll need to slow it down and execute our half-court offense. So, you know, we're looking to play up-tempo when we can.
And then next week you go up to Waubunsee for the tournament up there. You'll have Manhattan Christian, Frankfort, and Waubunsee. As you look at next week, is there a progression you're hoping to see from your ball club?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think like you said, it'll be a good test for us tonight against a good team to see where we're at. And with the three tournament games up at Waubunsee next week, probably the toughest of those three games, obviously, is on Friday when we play the Waubunsee girls. So, you know, the two previous games against Manhattan Christian schools and Frankfort, I'm just hoping that we can take care of the basketball, limit turnovers, and execute our offenses and the things that we do. And, you know, it's kind of hard for the girls, me coming as a new coach, because it's a whole new system for them to learn, but they're learning very quickly, and they're very smart. And so I think they're going to probably show well next week in the tournament.
How excited are you just to get the season started?
Well, as a coach, I've done this for over 20 years, and you know, some of the most exciting part for me is just the planning and the weeks leading up to the start of the season and the practices, and just you know, looking at the personnel and looking at the things that they're good at and trying to match our system to the players. You know, deciding on those things they'll be successful at, where we can highlight their strengths. And you know, it's like going to Disneyland every day when I go to practice. I really look forward to it.
Coach Blair, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us today on the Area Coach's Corner. Good luck these next 2 weeks, and we look forward to visiting with you again in 2 weeks.
Thanks a lot, Greg. Good to talk to you.
That's Northern Heights Head Girls Basketball Coach Bob Blair on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Mel's Tire and by Kansas Land Bank on Country 101.7 FM.